Hi, and welcome to Talk Word. I'm Marty Dundix, editor-in-chief of Weekly Humorous Magazine, and this is Talk Word, a fun little podcast where professionally funny people come to tell awkward and cringeworthy stories. I'm excited about today's guest because I didn't know anything about him before, like last week, and then a friend of mine reached out and said, hey, I have this incredibly talented comic in from the West Coast. He has to do your podcast, and I said, absolutely, I'm in. And Eric D'Alessandro.
Mm-hmm.
Eric D'Alessandro.
That's how we say it.
If I'm going to say
it. I'm from Staten Island. We butchered D'Alessandro into D'Alessandro.
Staten Island.
You and other like people who aren't from this area, they don't say Eric. You say Eric.
Eric.
Good. Now do Eric.
Eric.
There you go.
That sounds feminine to me, too, though. It's like you're doing almost
Are
like
Are you
a,
saying there's something wrong with like being
a,
feminine?
No, just like...
This is very talk word.
You're saying like it's a... You're almost doing like a Staten Island woman's accent.
Just how we say Eric.
Is that how a guy would say it?
How would you say A-E-I-O... Well, I was doing the Italian one.
A-E-I-O-U.
And they make
A.
So you just say... You say air and Eric the same way, but...
Eric.
A-I-R.
Eric. That's how I would say it.
This is very, very.
We're doing lots
very
of
white.
We're doing
you
phonics.
Have blue eyes, and this is very white.
Well, thank you for noticing my eyes, Eric.
Welcome. Sorry, we're off to a quick start.
Welcome to Lower Manhattan. We're down here on Wall Street in New York City. It's a beautiful day. Isn't this nice? Look at these windows.
It is gorgeous out.
This is a great. This is a great office to have when it's weather like this.
Very true.
Mm-hmm. And thanks for coming in.
Not
I'm excited
far from
to have
the ferry.
You. I didn't know anything about you.
Thanks.
But I looked you up and I was like very excited. And then I got like, I had to clean up a lot. You know, when you have someone special's coming over and you're like, I gotta put on
this blood.
Yeah. I gotta mop this mess up and I gotta put on my nicer clothes.
Yep.
You have a great bunch of stuff you've done. You kind of do everything.
I try.
You do a lot of really funny Instagram videos of great. Comedic, like 54 seconds, you know, like really fast stuff. Like you're really good at boiling down a joke into quick cuts.
Yes.
I was watching a bunch today, and then I didn't realize we were both at the Friars Club on Friday.
Mm. Yep.
There was an event downstairs I was at for the New York Comedy Music Festival, and then you were right upstairs, and I knew that there was a comedy show, a stand-up comedy show upstairs, because a bunch of my buddies were coming down the stairs, finishing up their sets, and they were all going to Sean Donnelly's birthday party downtown. At an Irish pub called, I think it's like Paddy McDougal's or something like that.
But they Irish.
They were literally all just flooding into this guy's birthday. He was it was his big birthday party, so everybody was going to it. And you were up there, and I didn't know, and I would have come up. That would have been so much fun.
How anti-serendipitous.
And there was a good bill up there.
It was incredible.
It was Mark Norman. It was Adam Amawala. It was you.
So I did a show at I Play America in New Jersey. A week ago from Friday, May 10th, and I had Jiggy, the comedian Jiggy. I think his first name is Mark Jiggy or something like that, but it goes by Jiggy Comedy. Check him out on Instagram. He invited me. He opened up at the iPlay show, and he invited me to do the Friars Club.
Mm-hmm.
So I get there, and then all of a sudden I see Mark Norman, and I'm like, oh my God, I've watched this guy on like Conan and everywhere. Yeah. I was amazed that he was there, and it was an incredible show, an incredible opportunity. I want to thank him for having me there. It was a great time. It was.
Mark's great. Awesome. Mark is such a down to earth guy for being a guy who you could see him on the Tonight Show tomorrow.
Mm. Yep.
You could see him on Comedy Central or Netflix.